For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. We all know this scripture in the different versions that it may be in. It all has the same foundation that God didn't give us fear, but what he instead gave us was love, power, and a sound mind. You aren't supposed to stay in a life of struggle. You're supposed to live, love, embrace any trial that may come up in your life. But no matter what has happened to you, sometimes that fear gets embedded in our heart. It plants a seed that grows over years, if not tended to correctly. And with everything that is happening in the world right now, fear is everything. 2020 was the year of toilet paper because everybody was in fear of not having toilet paper. So they went selfishly to buy every roll of toilet tissue that they could find because of what their needs were. We were also scared to leave our homes because the fear of what could happen if we were to go outside, if we were to come into contact with the wrong person. Fear has been driving us for years. And when you're called by God, called to be a parent, called to be a wife, called to be a husband, called to be a student, called to be leadership, when you're called, you can't carry that fear into your call. And that is one of the worst things, one of the hardest things that you have to let go when you're called. Being called as a parent, that's a call that requires religiously. Every day is a faith walk with God. Because not only are you believing that he is going to keep you, he's also going to keep your kid now. The problem that arises from raising our children, it starts to become a fear if we aren't rooted in the right things. And that goes across the board. If you're not rooted in faith, then you will breed fear, which can turn into anger, which can turn into pride, which can turn into trauma and hurt, and allowing the openness of those things to bring in even more that you never came into agreement with. No matter what you are called to do, it's time to do it scared. It's time. Fear, anxiety, defeat, none of those were the gifts that God gave us. As an entrepreneur, things go wrong all the time. You are in a journey of fighting yourself while trying to put yourself in a place where you're to reach the people who you are supposed to be reaching. And if you're terrified to go and do the webinar, make the post, reach out to connections, then how can you ever go forward? And with not going forward, what are you allowing in your business by coming into disagreement with God? God gave us very certain and detailed gifts. He gave us spirits that live within us, love, a sound mind, power, self-control. These are things that he gave us. He did not give us fear. He did not give us anxiety. He did not give us defeat. He did not give us dissatisfaction. He did not give us those things. Even if every day you have to get up and say, God gave me power, love, and self-control. God gave me power, love, and a sound mind. That's what God gave me. I'm scared. Does that check? Do some checks and balances. Because once you start to do what you need to do, even scared, you're now not giving fear to live in the same place as you. I'm going to be scared, but I'm going to do this podcast and be terrified, but I'm going to do it, because the more I don't do it, it's not like it goes away. It's not like it's in the closet, it's put up. No, you're going to continue to think about it. You're going to continue to think about, what could this bring? Who can this help? Even if the only person it's helping is me, I'm going to do it scared. I'm going to do it terrified. And I'm going to talk about how terrified I am in doing it. Because I know I could defeat fear. I know I could defeat anxiety. I know that I can defeat defeat because I have the power for that. Fear is the absence of faith. I did this until maybe a year ago. Fear is the absence of faith. To be scared means I don't believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. And he said a lot of things that he was going to do for me in particular, for you in particular. If I'm fearful that these things won't happen, or that the worst thing that could happen, if I am believing that, then I'm telling God, listen, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you're going to cover me. I don't believe that you're going to protect me. I don't believe that you're going to lead me and not leave me. Fear and faith cannot coexist. Yes, we are human. We are definitely human. But God is not. He's not human. So in defeating the fear by breathing my faith, I know they can't coexist in the same spot. So as I build my faith with God by doing the things that he's encouraging me to do, that fear is going to leave. No matter what your life looks like right now at this moment, the one thing for certain is change. Walking the path that you are being called to walk on will allow it to change for the better. But if you allow fear and defeat to drive the vehicle known as you, you won't end up in the prosperous place that you're praying about, that you're looking for. With fear, I have struggled greatly with fear and anxiety for years. And it has came out in everything that I've done. Because it can't coexist with God. It can't coexist with faith. It just can't. So if I am pushing to do the things that God told me to do, I know that he told me to do. I know it's what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm scared. I'm terrified, but I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do it enough. I'm just going to do it just enough where it can look like I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. Guess where that ended up? In the grave. Like, it just died, because there's nothing that can prosper when it goes against God. It can't prosper. So went into one, why am I fearful? What are things that maybe I need to go to counseling about, that I need, that's a little deeper than me? Maybe I just need to push through this. Maybe it's just me picking up the pen and writing that blog, picking up the pen and writing that book. Maybe it's pulling out this microphone and recording a podcast. Maybe it's helping one of my fellow entrepreneurs get to where they need to be. I don't know what it is, particular thing. So I'm going to start at this one step. I used to think that bad things would always happen to me. Like if I did what I was supposed to do with God, I know for a fact that my life is just going to be in shambles. And nothing I read, nothing I heard actually pushed that into me. It's just something that when you're in Sunday school or you're in church, it's like, you know, the weapons, they gonna come, but they not gonna prosper. So it's like, all right, well, immediately I know that I'm gonna be attacked. I don't really want to be attacked every day because I'm already being attacked with depression, with fear, with anxiety. So I'm going to sit right here. That's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Also, why am I going through all of this? Where is God? And even in the roughest days, even in the hardest days, even with loss, even with dissatisfaction, God is right there with you. The calmest thing in a storm is the eye. And when in the eye of the storm is in the middle of the storm. You're in the middle of the storm and He is with you. He's with you in the storm and He's with you outside of the storm. In hindsight, there was a lot of things that I was doing to feed the storm. There are probably some things that you are struggling with that's also feeding the storm. And that outside piece of that storm is that fear. All of those emotions, all of those states of minds that are unlike what God has given us, is what is encasing the storm. So the more that you record, the more that you go to the soccer games, the more that you wake up in the morning and make breakfast for your husband, the more you get up and help your wife, the more that you do those things that you're scared of doing, the things that you know you're supposed to do, but what if they leave? What if this doesn't work out how I want it to? What if this breaks me at the end? What if something happens to them or me? What if? Well, what if God kept you like He said He was? What if God said, "It's okay, I got you"? What if you walked into things that you know you needed to do and defeated everything that came to your doorstep? What if? What if you got those good grades? What if you were the valedictorian of your school? What if you went from broke, not even living to paycheck, living to $5 in your bank account, to 6 months later, literally having more than you ever needed? What if? We always look to the bad things. We always look to the things that hurt. We always do it. But what if we just start instead? What if God said He's going to do what He said He was going to do? What if I am who God said I am? What if? What if I speak this scripture over my life every day? What if I just get up and I'm brushing my teeth going, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind"? What if I rewrite that scripture just to make it easier for me to remember? Because I'm going to speak in it until I believe it. I'm believing it until I see it. Do it scared. Break those barriers that you think has a hold on your life. Break them by doing what God has called you to do. Be the best that you could be. Because it's getting better.